And then the sledgehammer example is like the eureka experience, the great insight that doesn't come in a vacuum. It comes after a lot of hard work, after a lot of preparation. You know, the 99% perspiration that leads to that inspiration. So no quick fix. And the belief in quick fix, the expectation of a quick fix, that is one of the reasons why levels of depression are so high today. Because people are frustrated, they're disappointed, they think that there is something wrong with them when they don't succeed in the quick fix, but they have just, I just read in a book that it's possible that if I do these five things, I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And I do these five things, and I'm not happier. And then I begin to question myself. No quick fix. It takes time. No five easy steps to happiness. Before we go into the change process, there are a few things we need to understand. The first thing to understand is this. Do you really want to change? Do I really want to improve certain things in my personality, things that, or character, or behavior, things that I don't like? And it's not a trivial question. It is not a rhetorical question. Because very often on the conscious level we may be saying yes, but on the subconscious level something is stopping us. Let me show you an example. So this is a study done by Langer and Thompson back in the 80s.